myself, I try to bracket the two different concepts, as in consciousness is a combination of thoughts combined with perceptions. It's what you feel, what you see, combined with the thought of the moment. Mind is built on consciousness. It's an accumulation of life experience over time. It's all those little fleeting moments that you remember and forget and then re-remember and tweak them along the way. You never remember them the way they were, and it changes along the way. So consciousness for me is sort of a snapshot in a photo album of the mind. When I try to think about consciousness, I think, you know, sure, there's those detectable traits. There's the things that cognitive neuroscientists have been sort of tracking in increasingly in the last 10, 20 years. They've been looking more and more about not just the conscious states, the difference between being awake, asleep, attentive, dulled, looking at those things, looking at, you know, your tactile sensations, moving more and more towards how do our memories function? Where does memory come in? What about experience, belief? And that, I think, is where you touch on mind, and it becomes much more interesting and much more complex. The idea of an objective reality was foisted on us in the 18th century. There were two camps. There were the rationalists who said that reality is based on, it was sort of growing out of Descartes, and the idea that we could know things through our intellect and explain them in that way. And then there were the empiricists who were focused on the senses and thought that everything was sort of tactilely
kaderimi yutup ketken yerde canım kaldı menin kalbim tarım tartip ketken yerde canım kaldı. Alam bir nam hamshir kam yerda jonim qoldi. Tabo bir gel. Anda canım kaldı benim. Anda canım alıp kalgen. Anda canım kaldı.
Bugün Bobomiz Bobur Mirzoning 500 yillik to'yini oldidan sizlar bilan ko'rishib, u kishini ruhlarini shod qilyapmiz. Shu davrada juda ko'p ko'rdingiz shoirlar, xonandalar bo'ldi. Shularning ichida Abdulla akam Oritov ham mana shu yerda biz bilan birgalikda ishtirok etdilar. Hozir u kishining qo'shig'idan bir nechtasini aytamiz.
Bog' shamol masiyga uygan dilim zoray davom riyolikni rafiq bilgan raqiblar ozoray davom diyorimda muqim Zamanam düşvar eyle bana Turkatide itmadım Avgonya izhar eyle Her zemdini mihman etken Andijonim qoldi mening farzandini mehmon etgan Andijonim qoldi mening Boburing men Patva birgen Yürütüm her yiyizde Yetmeyin Hemden amın Vaki yetiyen Hemde canım Oldu Ali yuki Canım ve belalım buldu Her işini eyledim ki Hatalık buldu Yurtni koyup insan izlendim Yarab yeteyim bu ney Karalı buldum Yarab Nitayim Uneyi Karanı Buldum
This is Nola.
Mm-hmm. Wicked. Dit was Pow Wow Wow. Een van de betere, of niet de betere, ik denk de beste act die Malcolm McLaren, afgelopen maand overleden trouwens, heeft gepusht, gepropagandeerd. Geweldig. Dit was Your Cassette Pet, Annabel. We gaan verder met het tweede gedeelte van het programma, de R van Revolutionair. En wij gaan dan een oproep doen aan het publiek. En de oproep heeft te maken met de actuele situatie, namelijk de vrijheid van meningsuiting. Oproep tot publieke rehabilitatie van de door de Nederlandse overheid vervolgde Spinozisten. Te weten, Adriaan Korbach en Hendrik Weijermars. Meer over de uitwassen van de repressie door het Amsterdamse aan de dictatuur van de Oranjes onderhevige stadsbestuur, de droeve geschiedenis van Hendrik Weijermars, 1649 tot 1749. Meer hierover is te vinden op het belog van een Nederlandse Spinozist, stand verduld, en dat is op http://spinoza.belogse.nl. Wij gaan verder met de R van Revolutionair, met een opname van de Italiaanse componist Denny Tomasi.